hour number two of Overtime, Fox Sports Knoxville, live in the Mountain View Chevy studios. Mountain View Chevy, East Tennessee's number one Chevy dealer, home of the low price promise. They guarantee to meet or beat any advertised price, or they'll just give you the car. They've got great truck selection as well. The Silverado Truck Champions, they've got Silverados discounted up to $14,000 off. You can check out their inventory online at mtnviewchevy.com. And remember, it's not a Chevy unless it's a Mountain View Chevy. All right. We went through the East. We'll get through the rest of the bracket a little later. Let's check the score. This Radford and LIU Brooklyn game. Let's check the score. And it is 16-9 Radford. 16-9 Radford. 10:28 to go. My pick not looking so hot.
16-8 Radford.
18-9 now.
18-9.
Calling us sheep.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Called us sheep.
Hey, it's a long game, okay? It's a long game. There's still a half and a half of a half left to go.
Blackbird's getting ready, just warming up still.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know. You don't know. Are you wanting it louder or less?
Yeah,
loud?
Louder, Brandon.
Okay. I wanted.
No. Turned it down way too much. That's a little too loud.
Oh, you're just,
I didn't know.
You're just some prima donna.
No,
over
I want
here.
It down a little bit.
Is that good? Is that
yes,
good?
Yes, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay,
that's
okay,
fine.
Okay.
I have sensitive ears.
Oh, okay. 20-11 Radford. What's going on here?
I don't know. We're having issues with wires.
There.
Lay it perfect.
All right. So it's 20-11 Radford. Teddy Valentine will not officiate the games.
Boo-hoo.
In the NCAA tournament.
TV Teddy.
Old television Theodore.
You think he got NIT games?
I hope he didn't get anything. I hope he gets a severance package.
And... why do you hate TV Teddy so much?
Oh, don't take up for him, Brandon.
I'm not taking up for him. I'm just saying, why do you hate him?
He's, okay, first of all, he's whining in an interview to ESPN about how unfair it is that he's not going to be calling any NCAA tournament games. Where he's done it to himself.
He's a college basketball officiating icon.
He can also be a pompous ass.
From the time Bruce Pearl took over Tennessee, I think Tennessee has won a handful of games that TV Teddy was on. And that might be overshooting it.
It's not even about him costing you games as much as the fact that he makes the game about himself. An official is not supposed to do that. He takes the saying, you're not supposed to know a good official's name, to the extreme. Because I would think even the common average college basketball fan has at least heard of old TV Teddy Valentine.
I think everybody in the SEC knows who TV Teddy is.
Oh, for sure.
Let Teddy officiate the game. Come on. It's just Teddy Valentine. What's wrong with Teddy officiating the NCAA tournament? What's wrong with him officiating the tournament? He's earned the right to do so. He's been an official for I don't know how long.
Do you really want to see him ref? Come on. Are you telling me? Okay.
If it's a game that Tennessee is not participating in.
Oh, please.
You can't do that. You got to throw him into a hat and just assume
yeah,
that.
You don't know what career you're going to get.
Okay. If I don't know if I'm just getting a blind draw with the chance that I could get TV Teddy or not have Teddy at all in any of the games, I'll throw him in the hat.
Oh, you're sadistic. Why would you do that to America?
Is that to see him to take down some other team?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he gets matched up with Kentucky. Maybe he gets to go at it with Cal, or maybe he costs Coach K and Duke.
I would worry about him favoring Kentucky.
No! He officiated the game up at Rupp. Do you not remember?
I do.
Yeah.
But how many other games has he officiated at Rupp?
I don't know.
Blonde squirrel nut. That's all I have to say.
All I'm saying is it's entertaining for me to see TV Teddy Valentine on the TV.
I think he cost himself the tournament this year when he did what he did to Joel Berry. You remember that?
I do remember that.
He slowly turned away from him, crossed his arms right in the middle of the court so the cameras could catch him.
And if he could have it back, I'm sure he wouldn't do that again. You live and you learn.
Oh, please.
So you've never made a mistake.
It's a pattern of behavior, Brandon. Stop being such a contrarian.
A pattern of behavior?
Yeah.
He doesn't turn his back on players all the time. That was a
one-time
thing.
No, it's not a pattern of him turning his back on players. It's him having a pattern of just making a show out of himself.
Yeah, that's what everybody loves.
He's got the name TV Teddy for a reason.
You tell me most people love TV Teddy, Brandon. Is that what you're saying?
If you're just watching,
people love to hate him.
If you're just watching a random game on TV, why wouldn't you want to see TV Teddy?
I groan over TV Teddy even when it's a game we're not involved in. I'm sorry.
You're just a hater.
I will gladly hate on Ted Valentine. Absolutely.
Sad.
Quit being such a contrarian, Brandon. You know you don't like him that much either.
LIU! 16-20!
Making a run?
16-20!
The flock of blackbirds has formed.
Should we start playing Blackbird by the Beatles?
No. Please don't.
You know, I thought you were hopping on the bandwagon. The LIU Brooklyn bandwagon.
I'm on the bandwagon.
For this one game until they get bounced?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like him against, is it Nova that they'd play next?
Hell no, I don't like him against Villanova.
Oh, come on. J-Rod's been known to choke sometimes.
Please.
What did Villanova do last year in the tournament?
Second round exit, I do believe.
Come on now. Don't. Now you're trying to me to buy into the hype. Are you going to take Radford against Villanova?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, I didn't think so.
I was being sarcastic. I don't know about Cameron.
I think we'll see, not this year, I don't think we'll see it, but I think we'll see in the next 5 years a 16 take down a 1.
Ooh, he's calling it. He's calling it.
It'll never happen.
Why not?
He's like Pablo Torre on Around the Horn. Every year he calls for a 16 over a 1. He's going to start doing it.
No, it's never going to happen. Never.
Pablo Torre actually is calling for Penn to beat Kansas.
Pablo Torre's an idiot.
Is that more or less sane than calling for LIU Brooklyn to beat Villanova? Or are they both equally?
I would say it's more sane because I think Villanova's a better team than Kansas.
And Penn does have a really good team.
Is Penn Ivy League?
Yes. Yeah.
I think you give a nod to the Ivy Leagues every time.
You knocking on whatever conference LIU Brooklyn's from? You knocking on that conference?
Are they NEC?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Just a few seconds ago. Oh, yeah, LIU Brooklyn, oh. Blackbirds.
I'll sheep it up for the Blackbirds.
I'm going to have to get you an LIU sweatshirt or something.
Please do. I'll wear it.
Wear it proudly.
Or just an all-black sweatshirt. Will that do?
No. No. Those are two completely different things.
A yellow hood, like a beak.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Are we trying to transform him into a literal blackbird?
No, that's not what's happening. All right. Midwest. Kansas 1. Duke 2. Michigan State 3. Auburn 4. Clemson 5. TCU 6. Rhode Island 7. Seton Hall 8. NC State 9. Butler. No, Oklahoma 10.
Anybody jump out at you?
Yeah, the winner of Arizona State Syracuse does, because I think either one of those can take down TCU.
I do too. I agree. I think TCU's overrated.
I'll tell you something else. In one of my brackets, just because it always jumps out at you, you never expect it, so I went ahead and tried to call something. Charleston over Auburn.
See, I've been going back and forth with this one. Yeah, Auburn's been not so good lately, but come on, they're not going to lose to Charleston.
Michigan State isn't going to lose to MTSU. There's no way Lehigh or Mercer can beat Duke. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it happens. Comes out of nowhere. I'm trying to call my shot.
Where are you on the Trae Young Oklahoma
thing? They shouldn't have got in.
No.
Do you take Oklahoma?
No, Rhode Island will whoop them. Island's going to whoop them.
I took Rhode Island both in my bracket so far. But you can – I don't think Oklahoma should have went in. I understand why they did. The committee was not going to pass up a chance to put Trae Young in front of national TV while everybody's watching him, especially since they're going to be the first game of the tournament. They tip off before we do. They tip off at 12:15. And if the committee is taking into account every game from November till March, then you could say Oklahoma did deserve to get in because of the way they started. And their strength of schedule, and the teams they did beat, they do have a win over Kansas. They do have impressive non-conference wins. But if you're going to just think about recently, no, they shouldn't have gotten in. They did not play like an NCAA tournament team. I don't think they've won a game outside the state of Oklahoma this calendar year. They've been bad.
Okay. Arizona State and Syracuse in the playing game in this region. Should Syracuse have gotten in?
No.
I feel like every year Syracuse is on the bubble, and every year they get in.
It's that blue blood
they
factor, man.
They don't deserve to get in.
It's because of Jim Boeheim. It's what it is.
I thought they got in trouble, and he kind of set out his path to retirement right then.
Supposedly.
Is that not over yet?
I don't know. It was supposed to be coming soon, I thought. But no, they're in. I would have put Notre Dame in over them.
Well, you guys are higher on Syracuse and Arizona State than I am. Can you sell me?
Arizona State sucks.
So you like TCU?
If Arizona State beats Syracuse, then yeah, I like TCU.
But you like Syracuse over TCU?
Yes.
And you're sitting here saying you don't think Syracuse should have gotten in?
No. I don't think Arizona State should have got in either.
But since they are in, we just have to work with what we're given.
Yeah, I don't think Arizona State should have got in either. I mean they were top three team in the country.
But see, it's the same thing with counting Oklahoma. You count the entirety. Also, have a win over Kansas. They went into Fog Allen and put the whooping on them.
It was so long ago.
But the committee has to count the entire season, though. You can't tell teams like St. Mary's, who's 28-5, that hey, you didn't really play anybody non-conference, and that's one of the reasons that you're not getting in despite your record. You can't tell them that matters, and at the same time say, okay, we're not counting these really good non-conference wins you had in late November just because they were in November, even if you have a good non-conference schedule.
I'm more of a fan of your last 10 games. Look at the last 10.
I look at last 10 more than I look at anything else, but that's just when I'm picking them.
I look at that for when I'm picking them, but not for who deserves to be in or not.
But, I mean, by your thing, I guess that's why Michigan State get a, what, 3 seed? Because I think they're one of the best teams in the country, yet they get beat by Michigan, and now you see them fall from a 1 to a 3 in 2 weeks.
And I didn't think Michigan was going to be the 3 seed until they had that run they had near the end.
Michigan's another team Vegas is high on. I looked up the odds, and they actually have, I want to say, 10-1 odds to make it to the Final Four, whereas North Carolina is 18-1.
We talked about that last night, though. They've been having a big break from when they last played their game.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Almost 2 weeks. So we'll see if that impacts anything.
The one matchup I am interested in the second round game is Rhode Island and Duke. I really think Rhode Island is a team that could give Duke some headaches.
One of the Hurley brothers going up against Coach K?
That's right.
He knows the secrets.
Maybe future coach?
Maybe.
Who, Dan Hurley?
Yeah.
Future coach of Duke?
Right.
I think he's stopping at UConn first. So we'll see how long that lasts.
865-546-8200. Take a quick break. When we come back, more of Overtime. NFL free agency underway tomorrow. The Titans making moves. Malcolm Butler looking like he's going to sign with the Titans. Kirk Cousins looks like he's going to land in Minnesota. Case Keenum to Denver. Sam Bradford to the Cardinals. The Packers sign Jimmy Graham. Danny Amendola to the Dolphins. Allen Robinson going to the Bears. Drew Brees gets an extension. And the Jets looking at signing Teddy Bridgewater. Any moves jump off the page to you?
I mean, no, not the Kirk Cousins thing, because that was rumored for a while now. Not many of these like really move the needle. They are interesting moves. I would be definitely interested to see what Jimmy Graham could do in Green Bay,
though. And the Packers release Jordy Nelson. I could see Jimmy Graham doing some nice things in Green Bay.
I think he would be used a lot more efficiently than he was in Seattle.
Kirk Cousins to Minnesota, does that do anything for you? Does that shoot them up your board of favorites for next year? It does for me.
Yeah. I like it.
I mean, if they had a good run with Case Keenum coming in and doing what he did, I think Kirk Cousins could get them back to the title game. I don't see them going to the Super Bowl, though. They are up there, though.
Are the Eagles still the team to beat in the NFC?
I mean, if Wentz has another MVP top year, I don't see how you can make a big argument against it. I think you also have to look at the Saints being a big favorite, too.
I think those are your three teams there. I really like all three of those teams. I don't know how Kirk's going to do. I'm a big Kirk fan. Primetime Kirk, I love it. You know, I like that. I really do. But I don't know if he can do it.
You like that?
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I don't know if he can, because essentially Keenum was a game manager and a very good one at that. And I think Kirk potentially gives you more mistakes than Keenum gives you.
True, but he also opens up.
But the ceiling's a lot higher, though, at the same time.
He also opens up a long passing game. Mm-hmm.
They do get Dalvin Cook back.
Yeah, that's another big piece.
How about Case Keenum in Denver?
Serviceable. I don't see that making them.
In your division, Tanner Carson. Does Case Keenum.
That does not make them a favorite for the division, no.
Does he make you shake?
No.
In your boots?
No.
Case Keenum does not strike fear in the heart of Raider Nation.
I am much more concerned with what KC has going on for the future with Patrick Mahomes.
You're more worried about Pat Mahomes, who has never taken a snap. Well,
I'm worried about what
never
could.
Taking a meaningful I'm worried
about.
Snap.
I'm worried about what could be.
He's got weapons now, a lot of them.
I'm certainly worried about what could be with KC than what I've already seen with Case Keenum. I mean, yeah, serviceable quarterback, but not a world beater.
Phil Rivers, he doesn't scare you.
Old,
he's not washed up yet,
but old, he's getting there. No, I'm not worried about the Chargers.
Old. I'm interested to see where Jordy Nelson ends up. I mean, seems like he gets hurt a lot, but whenever he's healthy, he's a decent, serviceable receiver.
I think before he got hurt last year, I mean, he had 6 or 7 touchdowns in the first 6 or 7 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
He was good. is good.
Nelson's been the pitcher of consistency up there.
When he's healthy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing my Colts go after him. Titans Bill wants the Titans to go after him. I don't know.
If you're Denver, do you still go draft another quarterback?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, fourth or fifth pick that they have?
Yeah, I would draft a quarterback. I mean, who you've got? Case Keenum, Paxton Lynch
sucks.
Simeon,
he sucks too. Is
Trevor Simeon toast crunch?
Is Chad Kelly? Is he there?
I think he's
yeah.
He
got drafted with Mr. Irrelevant last year.
Yeah.
Or do you take like a Calvin Ridley there at number 4 or 5, whatever they are?
Ooh.
I think that makes you good, better. I think that makes you better than it would to take Rosen and have him sit.
You got to have a quarterback, though. I mean, listen to the quarterbacks we just went through. Case Keenum. Paxton Lynch.
Swag Kelly.
Trevor Simeon.
He got 3 years of Keenum.
Suck, 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 and suck. Was Simeon their starter last year?
I think Simeon and Lynch split it.
Yeah.
Paxton Lynch sucks. They might as well just do him the favor and cut him. He's not making it with the Broncos.
He was supposed to be the prodigy.
Let him go to the Jets. Let him go to the Browns.
I think the Browns' days of picking up everyone's leftovers are over with, except for Tyrod Taylor.
No. See, they fooled you. They fooled you, Cameron. The Browns have fooled you. Their days of doing that are not over. They've just stopped for a little while. They've just hit pause. A little later down the road, old Jimmy Haslam, he'll hit resume.
And then starts the poo machine all over again.
They'll start recycling the pieces.
It's a nice machine.
Can't wait till Josh McCown comes back to Cleveland.
Which one of the McCowns just signed a deal with the Jets?
Josh.
Yeah.
He got a year extension. He was pretty good.
Are there two McCowns?
Him and Luke, right?
Oh, Luke, yeah. I don't know if Luke's still in the league
anymore. I don't think he is.
Who's the one that I'm thinking of that just bounces all over the league? He's played for like half the league.
Fitzpatrick bounced around for a while.
It's not Fitzpatrick. Hoyer.
Hoyer.
Oh, yeah. Hoyer. That's it. He's played for literally half the league.
Castle went on a run like that as well.
Oh, Matt Castle sucks. What's Touchdown Jesus doing these days?
Touchdown Jesus.
Not
Timmy?
Clipboard
Charlie
Jesus.
Charlie Watthurst.
You almost said Charlie Weiss.
I think he retired. I think he retired as a Titan.
I think he yeah, I think he did too.
Yeah, he certainly was not Touchdown Jesus.
Yeah, he was opposite.
He was
I was thinking for a second, why are you talking about Notre Dame?
Third down, here comes a sack. That's what
the clipboard Jesus.
That's what he was.
Yeah.
He'd be a good quarterback coach for the Browns.
You want to be learning from Charlie Watthurst? I mean, he certainly spent a lot of time on the bench.
I bet he knows how to coach him up.
He's got had the best job in football. Clipboard quarterback. You get one game a year, the fourth preseason game, and that's your time to shine. And other than that, you just kind of hang out all year long.
Go out there and let her rip, Charlie.
It's right.
Do your thing.
Collect that league minimum of, what, $600,000?
Yeah, there you go.
And then he trots out, his hair flowing in the breeze.
Easiest way to get that higher tax bracket.
865-546-8200. We'll take a quick break. Birthdays when we come back.
Time to play the game.
All right, March 13th, not the day before St. Patrick's Day.
As you found out.
I did. I think I was confusing it. I mean, Valentine's Day is on February 14th.
Do you think you might have been thinking of the Ides of March, too, which are the 15th?
Oh, maybe. I forgot all about the Ides of March. Beware. Beware the Ides of March.
Oh, God. We play Wright State.
Beware!
Beware! Beware! Beware of the Wright brothers. Do you know that they're named at that school's yes. named after the Wright brothers? I had no clue it was ever named after the Wright brothers.
Yep. Beware! Beware the Ides of March, Rick Barnes. Beware! 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 All right, here we go. Birthdays.
How many we got?
March 13th. I've got three. With a tiebreaker, if necessary, because these
in
are
in case
not,
we don't get one.
These are not great names.
Okay, C list.
Because
we had a really we've had some bad ones recently.
Yeah, I mean it's not great.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, 27 years old today, NBA player, NBA champion, married to a Kardashian.
Oh, Tristan Thompson.
It is Tristan Thompson.
Are they married?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think,
man.
Yeah, Chloe.
That's rough.
Yeah, Chloe's the one.
All right. He is 46 years old today. He is an American hip-hop artist.
It's not Snoop, is it?
No, he's 46. Oh. I feel like Snoop is older.
Eminem?
No. He is currently on a TV commercial.
Oh, is it Common?
It is Common.
He's in that commercial talking about AI and stuff.
I was going to say...
Kind of scares me a little bit.
I was going to say that his name is not unique.
Nathan Odom pun.
Would that have? Would you have got it?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so Tanner's taking the game. Here we go. You can avoid the sweep, Cameron. You can avoid the embarrassment of a sweep. He is 68 years old today. He is an actor. He has played in movies such as Jurassic Park 3, TV shows such as Shameless.
What's one more he was in?
Now you're going to make me look it up.
I can't think of his name.
Jurassic Park.
William Macy?
Yeah, William H. Macy.
William H. Macy.
Is that Frank?
Yeah.
Is that Frank?
Yeah,
Shameless?
That's Frank. That's right. See, I never watched the whole thing, but I remember seeing clips, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the dude. He's one of those guys you always recognize his face, but you kind of have to think about his name for a little bit, though.
And then we also have Charles Krauthammer, who is 68 years old today. You know Charles Krauthammer?
Oh, yeah.
Political correspondent?
Yeah, I thought his name was always pronounced Krauthammer.
However you want to say it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know the name.
Krauthammer, Krauthammer. It's all the same.
Krauthammer's the funny
name. He looks like
name.
A corpse.
Unlike Mitt Romney, who we learned.
No. Mitt Romney, 3 years older than Charles Krauthammer. Charles Krauthammer looks like he's about 50 years older
than
Mitt
Romney.
Do you need a refresher on what Charles Krauthammer looks like?
Yeah, I can't picture his face. I know the name.
Oh, you're not missing much. You are not missing much.
See this. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Mitt Romney, what is your secret?
Look at that.
He looks like he's made of wax.
He might be.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is a good one, too.
To preserve him?
That's a good one, too.
He makes Trump look like a beauty pageant contestant. Oh, my gosh. He's old.
No disrespect, Charles. No disrespect at all.
And Trump's older than he is, because I know Trump's 70. Goodness.
Hopefully tomorrow... we will have some good birthdays. I'm tired of these three birthday days of just celebrities. Well, give me some good birthdays.
We've had a few days where we've had like some all-star selections.
We missed It was actually Chuck Norris's birthday not that long ago.
Yeah, you told me that yesterday. Oh, that
would have
been,
missed it.
That would have been so good. You could have gave so many great hints. You could have told it to us in Chuck Norris jokes.
There for a while, Chuck Norris jokes were the best thing going.
Oh, absolutely. They were all the rage in middle school.
Oh, yeah. I love Chuck Norris
They
jokes.
Made T-shirts with Chuck Norris jokes with his picture all over them.
What's your favorite Chuck Norris joke?
I'll have to look some up to remember them. I don't remember some off the top of my head.
My favorite, there's no such thing as tornadoes. Chuck Norris just doesn't like trailer parks.
That's a good one.
Yeah, take that, Kentucky. Still trashing Kentucky, even after yesterday.
You went all in on them yesterday.
Kentucky yesterday, Cincinnati today. Who knows who will be tomorrow?
Yeah, and when,
Virginia. I might start looking up.
And when Mason gets back here, he'll start attacking states in America's heartland like he did Kansas.
That is true.
Cameron, do you have a state you don't particularly care about you want to trash just to join us for any reason?
A couple years ago, I drove to Colorado. And
don't you do it. Do not trash the beautiful state of Colorado.
No. I love Colorado.
I was about to say, please tell me it was a state you drove through to get
driving through Kansas was the worst experience I have had in the
More
side
Kansas
of a car.
Hate, yes.
It's so bad. So bad.
Don't make me do this again.
Did you go through Wichita?
I'm going
to Wichita.
We actually, so it was me and one other friend, and we're driving. It's probably 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're about to run out of gas, and there is no exits anywhere. And we pulled off, and we went like 10 miles off the interstate, and that is where I found Manhattan, Kansas, which is
home. Oh, the Little Apple.
Which is home to, do you guys know what university?
K-State.
That's right. I had no idea. But now I do.
Yeah. I feel like Kansas isn't that bad. It gets a lot of hate. It's undeserving hate.
It's all well-deserved. This is the whole state just rolling all the way
through.
What
is the deal with our quality control analyst just trashing Kansas?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to get somebody who appreciates the state of Kansas.
Bill Self, he's the only one.
There you go.
Because he can't lose in there.
The old man, Snyder,
yeah,
he
Snyder.
Appreciates it.
I think going to KU wouldn't be that bad. Lawrence is just 30 minutes outside of Kansas City. You're basically in a suburb of KC.
Well, that everything is on the eastern side of Kansas.
I feel like once you get into the middle, you're in like Wizard of Oz type of territory before the tornado.
Yeah.
I feel like you'll see Toto running around
the
out
disrespect
there.
Of the state of Kansas. I don't know what it is. You and Mason both have come on here and trashed Kansas. Why can't you trash a state like Alabama? Or Kentucky.
Those are easy states to trash. We do enough of that, though.
I lived in Kentucky for about 6 years.
Oh, bless your heart.
As outside of Louisville, I don't like the state, but I love Louisville, the city.
See, that's what we were coming to the conclusion last night when we were talking about Kentucky. Any good thing from Kentucky usually came from Louisville.
It's in Louisville. The bourbon, sure, but that's kind of spread out everywhere.
Yeah, but we know Jack Daniels and George Dickel. We know Tennessee whiskey's better than bourbon. Come on. Come on. But we talked about famous icons from Kentucky. Most famous, arguably, Muhammad Ali. Louisville. The Louisville Lip.
Yep.
You know, horse racing, Churchill Downs in Louisville.
If you haven't been to the Derby, it is a must go. And I don't care how much you like horse racing or how much you know, the Derby is an event that you should go to at least one time.
Did you say you were a fan of the Derby or not, Brandon?
I love the Derby. I would love to go. I've been wanting to go.
You want
to
dress up in your best attire possible?
Yes.
Have a mint and julep?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Lose all your money?
Yes.
I've been the last 4 years, I think, and it doesn't matter how much money I lose. It's all worth it every time.
I want to pet the horses. Feed them an apple. Just walk through. Is that part of the experience?
You don't really pet the horses or feed the horses, but see, I always go the cheap way, so we buy infield tickets, but we never go into the infield. We stay in the paddock, and that's where they parade the horses around before the races. So that is where I judge my horses that I'm going to bet on, is how they're walking around in the paddock.
You just said it doesn't matter how much money you lose. I'm assuming that's not going well for you.
Well, I will say I've won a lot there and I've lost a lot there. It's just kind of hit or miss. There's one horse I'll never forget. 51-1. Mind that bird. $697 in my pocket after that.
I remember mind that bird.
Mind that bird.
That's right. Calvin Burrell, the jockey.
Remind me, come Kentucky Derby, I will consult you on what horse to bet on.
Okay.
When is the Derby? That's in May?
It's
in
first
May.
Saturday in May.
Oh.
I think it's the 4th this year.
That's quickly approaching.
Oh, yeah. It's it's great. It kind of rolls in. You go March Madness, then you go the Masters, then you get like a week or so off, and then you hit the Derby.
Wait, first Saturday, May is the 5th, I thought.
It might be the 5th.
So it's on Cinco de Mayo. Ooh, get the Derby and Cinco de Mayo.
Get you some good Mexican food.
Drink a mint julep.
No, not at the same time. Sounds terrible.
What a lot of people don't know is the day before the Derby is called the Oaks, and that is just as big. It's not as big as the Derby, but for horse racing fans and people in Louisville, it is just as big as the Derby itself. It's another all-day event of racing.
I would like to go this year. I don't know. We'll see. I'd like to go at some point, maybe this year, maybe next. I don't know. We'll figure it out. 865-546-8200. Final segment of Overtime coming up right after this. .746, final segment of Overtime on this Tuesday, 865-546-8200. Let's go to the phones and talk to Roger. Roger, how's it going, buddy?
It's going fine. How you doing tonight?
Doing good, Rog.
Cool. Brandon, what's the guy's name they're taking a phone call tonight?
Cameron.
Okay, is that Cameron? Cameron?
Yeah.
How you doing, Roger?
I didn't mean to call you. I accidentally called him. I thought it was Tanner. I was gonna tell you, I didn't mean to call you Tanner. Okay, I didn't mean to.
No worries. It's all good, Roger.
It's fine, Roger.
Okay.
I said it's fine, Roger. We're just training Cameron over here on the board and the phones.
He did a good job with it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Sure. And that's one of the first. I just want to ask you, Brandon. But I know that football. I know Jeremy's from Pat's starting in a week, and that's why I ask you. I know we talk about basketball. I just want to ask you about football. This week, I just want to ask you, Brandon. I know that Jeremy's question to you about is about football. Starting up. The scheme and stuff. This staff, when you know the scheme they're going to be doing with the new, could talk to me new now. For the scheme, their scheme to be teaching the team wise. When the scheme is it easy to learn or is it hard to learn? The scheme wise,
offense, I mean, it's going to be a pro style. So and the players that we have are used to running kind of a spread. So. Right. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be hard to learn or not. And on defense, they're going to be switching over from a 4-3 to a 3-4 eventually. So, I mean, you're going to have a little bit of a learning curve there as well. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know. I think it just depends on how – I mean, I would not expect anything to go extremely well in this first year. There's going to be learning curves for the coaches. There's going to be learning curves for the players as well. So, I mean, it's going to be learning on the job for sure.
Okay. Gotcha. And for Jeremy's his style, is it going to be similar? You think it's going to be similar to that Saban style? I know he's never been a coach for it, but you think it's going to be similar to what that Saban does? I mean, I'm going to think it's going to be his style as far as. So why do you think it can be similar to that, or do you think it can be different tonight?
I think it'll be similar. I mean, it's not going to be exactly like Saban. I mean, you can't. Yeah. It's hard to copy that. But I would think that he would pull as much as he can from Saban. Now, obviously, he's never been a head coach. Whenever he's out there, he might do things completely different. I don't know. But if I was guessing, I would imagine he would be very similar to what Nick Saban does.
I guess what's the main thing when for the kids wise for the what's the for any storyline? Are you going to be going into anything? You going to be any storylines? Going to be going into
spring practice? I mean, I think definitely the players that have kind of switched over. I mean, Tyler Bird going from wide receiver to defensive back. I think that's something to watch for, and along with some other players as well. I would say the quarterback battle, but Keller Christ won't be here until the fall or summer. So that's not really something to watch for in the spring. But that is something that I would keep my eye on when he does get to campus, is the quarterback situation.
Well, that should be exciting, I guess. Are you excited about it? I know you got basketball starting too first, but are you kind of excited about it, about the new coach?
Yeah, I'm ready to see how it turns out. I mean, like I said, it's going to be a learning experience for him and for the players as well, kind of switching over and it being Pruitt's first time as a head coach. I'm anxious to see how he handles things and how it goes.
Right. And also about basketball Thursday night, games. Any early in the daytime with Tennessee playing? Do y'all have to be any surprises early? You think any surprises early?
Let me look and see who's playing. At 1:30, Gonzaga's playing North Carolina Greensboro. That one could get interesting just because of the way that UNC Greensboro plays defense.
Yeah.
So maybe that one on Thursday.
Also, Roger, I'm looking forward to the South Dakota State Ohio State matchup.
Yeah, that one as well.
I predicted the Jackrabbits of old South Dakota State to upset the Buckeyes in one of my brackets. I'm thinking that's a very likely 12-5 matchup. However, don't discount the job that Chris Holtmann has done with the Buckeyes this year. They've been ranked for most of the season. Had a very good year, and I know they have talented players across the board. But South Dakota State is one of those teams as a 12 seed that, like I said earlier in the show, you always see these 12-5s happen every single year. It's almost a given. You almost have to put one in your bracket if you want the chance of having the most accurate bracket, if you want a chance of having your bracket survive the longest being perfect. Should have at least one, maybe two 12-over-5s, and I'm thinking South Dakota State over the Buckeyes is very likely.
Okay. All right. What do I have for tonight? I talk to y'all. Y'all have a good night, okay? Good night.
Hey, you too, Roger. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. Closing out the show on this Tuesday. Tanner, you showed me the story yesterday. We didn't get to it.
I know which one you're talking about.
Where was this guy from? Kentucky?
No, this was up in Cleveland.
Ohio, man.
Pretty close. I bet you wish it was from Kentucky.
I do. I bet Cameron wishes he was from Kansas. What state do you hate?
I mean, outside of Alabama, I think everybody here hates Alabama for the most part. But as far as like a random state like a Kansas, I don't know. I really didn't like New Jersey. I really did not like New Jersey.
What did New Jersey ever do to you?
It was a hard state to look at as I passed through it on Amtrak going to New York.
Everything was going by so fast.
Well, no, you get a good chance to see a lot of good scenery. Like I went through that train went through Amish country in Pennsylvania. I thought that was cool to like go through that. I never saw that person in my life before, but just New Jersey, it's just bland, and some of it's got some rundown parts in some of the cities, and just it didn't do it for me.
All right,
at least Bruce Springsteen is from New Jersey. I'll give him that.
Cleveland, man.
Up in Cleveland, Ohio, at a Walmart, a naked man on crystal meth bit 28 people.
Where was this at? 28 people. Where?
In Cleveland, Ohio, at a Walmart.
At a Walmart.
Had to be a Walmart.
At a Walmart.
I thought I mentioned Walmart.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
A naked man caused quite a commotion in a Walmart Supercenter this morning, so this is a few days ago, when he randomly bit dozens of customers while barking and screaming. 29-year-old Michael Krueger entered the store naked and visibly intoxicated.
His
around
name might as well be Freddy Krueger.
He entered at 9:30, so this was bright and early in the morning. He immediately began running around the Supercenter, jumping on some of the customers and savagely biting them. Ruth Davis, an employee who witnessed the attack, says the aggressor looked like he was possessed or infected with rabies.
So he's got to be breaking skin on these bites, right?
Oh, he had to be.
Savagely bite somebody.
And if y'all Google, I want people listening to look at the mugshot of this man. The mugshot of this man is something else. He has a mullet. He has obvious like scars across his face like he's a big meth user. To no surprise. His eyes are very close together, by the way. He looks like that one construction worker from Family Guy whose eyes were too close to his nose. You know who I'm talking about, Brandon.
Are you making the assumption that people whose eyes are close together do meth? Is this what you're saying?
No, I say he has the scabs and the scarring like he's been a big drug user. I had no way insinuated that people whose eyes are close together.
Come on, at Walmart, really, you're going to bite people? You're going to do meth, go bite people at Walmart? Get a life. Get a life. That's going to do it for us. Tanner and I, Lucas will be back tomorrow. Thank you, Cameron, for sitting in. We'll do it again tomorrow. You've been listening to Overtime.